Recording. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Trouble Talk. I'm your host, Connie Jean, and I'm joined by Josh Skinner, the host,
hey everybody.
Host of the original soundtrack. How are you doing today, Josh?
I am tired. TTC makes me angry.
The TTC makes you angry, and why is that?
Because I woke up this morning and saw that a good chunk of the subway was closed for whatever reason. It was the one chunk that was to get to school. Well, this is beautiful. Let's went back to bed.
Was it the direct subway station that you get to from your house? Or?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, it wasn't the Islington, but it was
St. George to Pape. For all of those who don't know, our school is right at Pape.
Yeah, so I had no way to get here unless with those stupid shuttle buses, which are overcrowded and
did they
horrendous.
Fix the problem by the time you got to the station?
Oh yeah. Well, I went back to bed. I checked it later. I went down when they said it was finished. But.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, today we'll be discussing the flu shot and why we choose to get it or not. In my opinion, I don't get it because I don't believe in it.
Same.
But other than that, coming up later, we're going to be discussing our opinions on the death of Christmas. Not literally that it died, but just...
How many holidays are dying these
days? How many holidays are dying these days because of certain
political
events.
Yeah. Correctness.
Because of issues with people. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into it later. For now, I'm going to start off with a few songs. Right now, have some fun with Movies by Alien Ant Farm.
Wrong. just because it feeds me well. And she made me talk to her in a pink hotel. It doesn't miss these guys for me. She might just want my bones, you see. And if I hit, don't you get mean. She's the second best killer that I ever have seen. It don't come much more sick than you. I can go on and you want me to. It's just so wrong, so very nice. And I told you once and you killed me twice. Saw you one time at the back of the club, chewing on glass on the ticket stub. Said I heard you kid a boy till he bled. And said, oh my God, till she said,
welcome back to Treble Talk, here with Josh Skinner from the original soundtrack.
Hello, everybody.
So we're going to get into some of the flu shot and why I know Josh and I both have the exact same opinion on it, and both of us don't get the flu shot.
Yeah.
Why don't you get the flu shot, Josh?
Because I figure, you know what, with all the side effects and stuff that can happen to it, I'd rather let my natural immune system take over the virus and kill it itself. It's good enough. It's proven trustworthy over the years.
And that's my opinion too. Like, that is what your immune system is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. And from what I've heard is the flu shot actually kills your immune system because it's supposed to act as
it gives you the virus pretty much.
And says it gives you the virus and anyway,
I don't see why they do that.
I don't see why they do it either. And I know a lot of people who got the flu shot and
still
got the flu.
I haven't been sick in like 6 years.
No, you know, to be honest with you, I have not had the flu in quite a few years.
Yeah.
And
I'm better off without the shot.
I don't get the shot because of the whole immune system thing.
Yeah.
I would rather have my immune system build itself up.
Yeah. Because it's good enough. Like, really, your immune system is good enough as it is. It can fight most viruses off and kill it itself.
Yeah, exactly. And it's too many people. I mean, I think it's really, really, really poorly advertised.
Yeah.
Because they basically say, get your shot today. Get your shot today. And so many people freak out about it. They're just...
Yeah.
And...
I remember seeing an ad on the subway yesterday with one of my friends, and... Well, I looked up at it, and on first glance, it was from the government of Ontario, and on first glance, looked at the ad was saying, you don't need the flu shot. At first, I looked at what it was saying.
The ad said that?
And that's what it looked like it was saying on, like, first glance. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess the government's changed their stance on it.
Yeah,
now.
Okay.
But no, but it actually said get it, and it had, like, this, like, really graphic picture on it.
That's horrible. I, like, I mean, that's nice. Just... I don't...
It's propaganda.
It is propaganda. Basically saying, oh, get this or you'll die. It's like, no, I'm sorry. Alive. I don't get the flu shot. I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still living. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing this radio show
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. Especially like the H1N1 flu with the whole shot. Like that one girl who like pretty much lost her life because of it.
Yeah, who walked backwards. Now. I don't know if that was a joke or not.
I don't know. I'm like, no.
Yeah. At first, I don't know if you guys have seen this, whoever's listening. There was a video on YouTube last year around the same time as H1N1. Yeah, this girl who got the H1N1 shot, and she...
Apparently can only walk backwards.
Apparently can only walk backwards, but she can run fine?
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And
which doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, sure, why not? Tweak their own.
which is part of the reason why I don't believe it. But I mean, and everybody freaked out really, really, really hard about H1N1. But I mean, it's a flu, right? I mean, not every flu is the same, but I mean, you run the same risks of dying from a general flu.
You run the same risk of dying by getting into a car.
Or getting hit by a bus, you know? I agree.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's kind of like a moot point because like, your body is really well, it's really well equipped to deal with most of these viruses.
Yeah,
it can
and
do
that's.
It itself.
Yeah. Basically, if you guys have any objections to what we're saying, post on the wall for Trouble Talk, and I'll try and get some of your opinions
on Facebook.
On Facebook and then out on the air. I read an article about a naturopathic doctor, I believe is what they're doing. Naturopathic doctor? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Anyway, she was talking about more and more people coming to her and saying, well, I don't want to get the flu shot because I got the flu shot last year and I still got sick, and I've gotten the flu shot years and years and I still get sick. So what can I do? And this lady just tells you about the Canadian Health Food Association, which you can go to their website. It's www.chfa.ca, and it'll tell you a whole bunch of different resources to just build up your immune system in a more healthy way than getting drugged, right?
Natural is really the one. It's the only way to go, really.
Yeah.
It's better for your body.
It's way better for your body. Basically, to ward off colds, in this article it says... To ward off colds, Dr. Turner recommends taking daily doses of vitamin D and probiotics in the morning. And as soon as you feel flu symptoms coming on, she suggests boosting your vitamin intake to higher than what you were before for 3 days and adding the Indian herb and, I don't know how to pronounce this word, andrographis to your routine. Anyway, I'm going to play a little bit more music, and then Josh and I are going to come back and get into the death of Christmas. Oh, by the way, those last couple songs that I played, that was Flathead by the Fratellis, for those of you who know of the Fratellis, and Drones by Rise Against. Now I'm going to get into some Linkin Park and some other great tunes after that. Enjoy.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
You love the way I look at you.
You live what you do. You have to act like somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last. Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame. Put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, you just won't last.
You like to think you're never wrong.
You live what you've learned. You have to act like you're some more big than game. You live what. against the ground, holding hope right to hear something, anything at all. The dirt whispered, child, I'm coming home.
Hello and welcome back to Treble Talk. I'm here with Josh Skinner.
What's up?
Of you just tuning in. So we're going to get into... Oh, sorry. Let's do a music thing for a second. Those last couple songs I played was Points of Authority by Linkin Park. Awesome,
great song.
Awesome song. Also another great song, Mountain Man by Crash Kings. Also a great band. And that was the last song, The Dirt Whispered by Rise Against. Also another great band. Excellent band. So we're going to get into a little bit of a talk about the death of Christmas.
Yes.
In our opinion, why it's dying.
Yeah.
Over the years, we have been restricted in how we can say Merry Christmas. In fact, we can't say Merry Christmas anymore.
Happy holidays.
It has to be Happy Holidays. And many people say, a lot of people get offended by it when you say Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's,
I get offended by when I'm forced to say Happy Holidays.
Yeah, where I used to work at a drive-thru in Milton, and one of my friends, she said Merry Christmas to a customer, and the customer pretty much spazzed on her for it. But
Which is ridiculous.
Our boss came in, he's like, you know what? Shut up.
Yeah.
He just said, shut up.
Honestly, like, though, I mean, you come to this country to practice your religion. That's your right that you're given.
Yeah.
So don't come here and try to change ours.
Yeah, and also kind of with the same tune, I remember... on the Mississauga News, this one person came. He commented about how Canada needs to change the anthem to be more accommodating to other cultures.
And he got flamed
like so hard.
That's like saying that's like when the feminists said change the words to "O Canada" because I find this
sexist.
Sexist.
It's like, come on.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, honestly, be real. Come on. The national anthem has been this way for how long?
Our country. It's over 200 years old. Like,
it's almost like somebody coming and saying, oh, change the flag because it offends me.
That'd be... Oh, wow.
It's a leaf.
Offended by a leaf. That's
I know.
Awesome.
Two colors. Yeah, I hate trees, apparently. I don't know. Anyway, so
yeah,
this
Christmas.
Whole Christmas thing, I mean, you can't even... I'm going to call it a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
As much as I want to.
I actually didn't know about that whole holiday
tree. The holiday
tree? I didn't know about that.
No, you have to call it a holiday tree now, apparently.
I've been calling it Christmas tree for the past like 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
no. It's just...
I didn't know. How is it a holiday tree? Like, what other...
It's not a holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
It's just like... It's another religion, people. You gotta deal with it. I'm sorry. If you want to come here and practice your religion, do it. Do it all you want, but don't try and change mine. Don't try and say,
yeah.
I can't say Merry Christmas. I'm gonna say Merry Christmas. I'm gonna say, how's your Christmas tree looking? Okay?
Yeah, because,
it's not a holiday tree.
Holiday tree? It doesn't make any sense.
It's just not a holiday tree.
I think they changed it to say you have to say a holiday because it's... Christmas has become a corporate holiday now. Like, it's been commercialized to the max.
Yeah.
So they're just, companies are just trying to say, oh, it has to be holidays to appease to the mass, great masses. Like, I don't even think the government's even saying it. I think it's the corporate companies who are saying, oh, change it to holidays.
Cause yeah.
Everyone feel included so we can get sales. And it's all corporate lies.
It is. It really is. I mean, and to be honest, I mean, how can you even change the whole Christmas deal? Look downtown Toronto.
Can't.
Everything is Christmas.
Yeah, even with last week, we were talking about the death of Halloween with Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, when I walked down the Eaton Center on the second week of October, we saw this. I saw this massive Christmas tree. I'm like, really?
I know.
It's October, guys. Come on.
Christmas won't even get here, and they'll already be talking about Valentine's Day. You know?
Oh, I know.
I mean, and Valentine's Day is another, you know, advertisement.
Yeah, I know. It's all corporate.
It's all, oh, what else can I get your money for? You know, like. Why can't you tell your loved one that you love them on any other day of the year? Get them a box of chocolates next month, you know?
Yeah,
get them a box of chocolates last month. I mean, it's just... Anyway, that's my rant on Christmas trees and Valentine's Day.
Corporate holidays.
And, yeah, this is our holidays being...
Yeah, it used to be happy so much anti-holidays.
More. Happy anti-holidays. Happy anti-holidays, and I'm going to hit you with some Weezer and Buddy Holly. Enjoy, everybody.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys that make them so violent? Ooh, but you know I'm yours. Ooh, and I know you're mine. Let's go for a you, I know just like Buddy Holly. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to Treble Talk. We are now joined by Andrew Phillips from Redline Radio.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Andrew?
Not too bad. How are you?
Your microphone is not working.
Oh.
Now it is. You should talk into it?
Yes.
All right. Hello, Andy
Roo. Good afternoon,
Fantabular.
Andrew, all right. Do you want to just talk about your radio show a little bit?
I suppose I could. It's Redline Radio. It's Tuesdays at 10 on this very website that you're listening to right now.
All right.
We talk about anything about cars. So it could be on this week's episode, we talked about winterproofing your car.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
You know, it was right at the end of November. We're now in December, and it's, you know, that's something you want to be looking at. But, you know, we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff, new cars, what's going on in car sales nowadays, that sort of thing, just trends with cars. Basically, Octavian, he's my co-host, the two of us, we love cars and we love talking about cars. So that's essentially what the show is about.
Good
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
I look forward to hearing it. I'm sorry I couldn't hear last week. I was at work, unfortunately.
It happens.
So a little bit in the news of Canadian music, a new band coming up. They're called The Vegas Wake Up. They're a little band from Barrie, Ontario, and I think they're fantastic. I just want to get them some publicity. First song we're going to play by them is called My Diagnosis, and we'll start that one up. Here you go. And that song was called My Diagnosis by The Vegas Wake Up. The next song we're going to play is called Fight On by the exact same band. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
welcome back to Trouble Talks. That was Fight On by the Vegas Wake Up, little band from Barrie, Ontario. If you enjoyed what you just heard by the Vegas Wake Up, there's a show, if you're in the area of Barrie, Ontario, on December the 21st. They're doing a show. They're opening up for Il Scarlet, if you like Il Scarlet. The location is the Mansion Nightclub. Tickets are $20 in advance, 19 plus. I really, really, really hope you like that band. That's the end of this show.
Go see him.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you want to... Well, your show is on Tuesdays
at
10:30.
Yes, Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
Tuesdays at 10 a.m. And Josh, your show tonight?
We're going to be on at 6:30 tonight. And unfortunately, Simone won't be here tonight, but...
Fortunately? Did you just say fortunately?
Unfortunately.
You said fortunately.
I heard fortunately.
I said unfortunately.
Oh, Josh, man, that's not cool.
Better not let her know.
Oh, she knows. But she's not going to be here tonight, so it's going to be me and possibly another guest co-host. It's not really fully, it's not like set in stone yet, but hopefully it's going to be another great show, though. It's Reduced. We're going to be doing a new theme, Happy Anti-Holidays, for our theme for all of December.
Anti-Holidays, you guys going to talk about the Christmas rant again?
We're going to rant about, pretty much, and we're not playing any Christmas music.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I'll totally turn you into for that reason.
I'm not playing Christmas music either.
We're doing an installation. No more anti-holidays, everybody.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for being on the show, guys. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks a lot for those of you who are listening. And here's the end for you guys with a little bit of Nickelback, Something in Your Mouth.
Shake your...